This is WCWP, Brookville, LIU Public Radio. Hear us at 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Welcome to Instrumental Invasion. Here's your host, Mike Shimeri.
It's the first Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri of 2023. In honor of you, the listener, my first song of the year was Bob Hope's signature tune, Thanks for the Memory. Yes, singular, not plural. Performed by Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass. .1 FM and WCWP.org. Herbie Hancock with here he comes. He was Fat Albert, and that song can be found on Fat Albert Rotunda. Get it? In 1969, the soundtrack record for that year's NBC TV special, Hey, 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 It's Fat Albert. Herbie played Rhodes piano on his composition with Joe Henderson on tenor sax, Garnett Brown on trombone, Johnny Coles on trumpet, the guitar duo of Eric Gale and Billy Butler, not sure who was lead and who was rhythm, Buster Williams on bass, and Albert Tootie Heath on drums. Before Herbie Hancock, it was Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass with Thanks for the Memory from the Beat of the Brass in 1968, companion to that year's CBS TV special. If you've been saying memories, you now know it's memory. I learned the truth when I got the Beat of the Brass on CD in 2010, and I got the following info from Wikipedia, or this website I found, to Alec from the YouTube channel's Technology Connections and Technology Connextras. Thanks for the Memory, this is the information, was written 30 years before the Brass special by Ralph Ranger, music, and Leo Robin, lyrics, introduced in the film The Big Broadcast of 1938, where it was sung by Bob Hope and Shirley Ross. It was not Leo Robin's idea to change that weekend at Niagara when we never saw the falls to when we hardly saw the falls. It ruined the context of how lovely that was. Thanks for the Memory won the Academy Award for Best Original Song and became Bob Hope's signature tune. He went on to host the Oscars 19 times, 10 more than Billy Crystal, starting in 1940. Jimmy Kimmel is hosting this year's Academy Awards, the 95th annual, March 12th on ABC. The Tijuana Brass version of Thanks for the Memory featured, but wasn't limited to, Herb Alpert on lead trumpet, Tony Kalish on backing trumpet, Bob Edmondson on trombone, Lou Pagani on piano, Julius Wechter on vibes and marimba, John Pisano on guitars, Pat Senator on bass, and Nick Ciroli on drums. Herb returns solo at the top of hour two, but the Crusaders play third this segment with Greasy Spoon.
Hi, I'm Bernie Bernard. You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Thank you, Bernie Bernard. That was Maynard Ferguson with another film tune, Over the Rainbow, composed by Harold Arlen, music, and Yip Harburg, lyrics, for The Wizard of Oz in 1939, sung early in the film by Dorothy, Judy Garland, covered instrumentally by Maynard on Carnival in 1978. I said Bob Hope's first year as Oscars host was 1940, and that was the year Oz won the Academy Award for Best Original Score, Over the Rainbow won Best Original Song, and teenage Judy Garland was presented the Academy Juvenile Award, back when minors weren't nominated in the Best and Best Supporting categories. The Maynard Ferguson version of Over the Rainbow was arranged and conducted by Biff Hannon, who played Rhodes piano. Maynard was the trumpet soloist, while Bobby Militello soloed on flute. Bobby was otherwise on baritone sax in the horn section that included Eric Traub on tenor sax, Mike Migliori on alto, Joe Mosello on trumpet, and Nick Lane on trombone. The strings were led by concertmasters Aaron Rosen and Paul Winter, while the rest of the rhythm section was made up of John Q. Deeney on guitars, Gordon Johnson on bass, Peter Erskine on drums, and Ralph MacDonald with percussion. Before that, the Crusaders with Greasy Spoon from Southern Comfort in 1974. Southern Comfort is a brand of whiskey, and Greasy Spoon is slang for a small or cheap restaurant that's sometimes home to live music. That explains the cheering at the end, acted out by some or all of the Crusaders. Their instruments were piano for Joe Sample, guitar for Larry Carlton, tenor sax and bass for Wilton Felder, trombone for Wayne Henderson, and drums for Ryder, Nesbert, Styx, Hooper. Another drummer with a nickname spelled S-T-I-X. Joe Sample returns solo in the next segment of Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari, but James Reynolds leads it off with Whispers of Light.
If you're spending too much here at WCWP, you're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari here at 88.1 WCWP.
As promised, James Reynolds with Whispers of Light.
Hi, this is Alan Seltzer from the Grooveyard. You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Thanks, Alan Seltzer. That was Joe Sample's solo composition, I Love You. Is that a promise? From Ashes to Ashes in 1990, Joe played piano and keyboards, one up from Greasy Spoon. Ricky Peterson played keyboards and keyboard programming, and Jason Miles was just on keyboard programming. Michael Landau was on guitars, Marcus Miller on bass, Omar Hakim on drums, percussion by Lenny Castro, Jerry Hay on flugelhorn, and Larry Williams on flute. At least. Before Joe's Promise of Love, James Reynolds had Whispers of Light from True North, the 1992 All-Star album with just four retreads, songs that were on other albums. It wasn't just a CD and cassette, there was a video version on VHS and Laserdisc. James wrote Whispers of Light and played keyboards with a bell sample, Paul Spear was on guitar, Luis Peralta on percussion, and there was an uncredited soprano saxophonist. Jeff Koshua is credited on alto sax for this Rippington's tune, Sahara.
Hi, this is Ryan Grabo, and you're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. It's a ripping good time.
It was a ripping good title track to the Rippingtons' 1994 album Sahara, written by band leader Russ Freeman, heard on keyboards including synth, brass, and these here guitars, acoustic, 12-string, baritone, and electric. Jeff Koshua was on alto sax, Kim Stone, a male Kim, on bass, Tony Morales on drums, and percussion by Steve Reed. And just like that, two segments are complete. Dan Siegel leads off segment three, next on Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari.
Every Monday night at 9 p.m.
WCWP.org.
Hi, this is Dan Siegel, and you're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari on 88.1 FM. And WCWP.org.
This is Dan with Just Like That.
Hi, this is David Benoit, pianist, conductor, and host on KJAZZ 88.1. You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri on another 88.1 WCWP.
David has a standard in a moment, but that was Mighty, Mighty Fine by Down to the Bone from Spread the Word, album 3 in Roman numerals in 2001. The Mighty, Mighty Fine writers were Stuart Wade, the DJ producer, Neil Angeli, piano, organ, drum programming, and Paul Schiltz Weimar on alto and tenor sax. Tony Remy played guitar and Ross Hillard was on bass. Before that, Just Like That by Dan Siegel from Inside Out in 2004. Dan was the sole composer of Just Like That, where he played piano, keyboards, and keyboard programming, unassisted. Alan Hines was on lead guitar, Daryl Crooks on rhythm guitar, Alex Al on bass, and Oscar Seaton on drums. Guitarist Ken Navarro has another Just Like That in hour two, and taking us into it, David Benoit with the standard Stardust.
This is WCWP, Brookville. Public radio that rocks. On the air, 88.1 FM. Online, WCWP.org. And on the go, the WCWP app.
This is hour two of Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri. Hour one ended with a segment of two musicians and one group whose names start with the letter D, something I just noticed. The third D was David Benoit and his interpretation of the standard known as Stardust from his album Standards, recorded in 2001, released in 2006. Stardust originated as whistling by Hoagie Carmichael after leaving the Book Nook at Indiana University, where he was going for his law degree. He officially composed and first recorded the song in 1927 at a medium-fast, jazzy tempo. He moved out of his home state of Indiana in 28 to work for Irving Mills' publishing company, Mills Music. Fellow Mills Music composer Don Redman played the song often, leading a company arranger to suggest a slower, sentimental tempo. In the hopes of making the song a success, Irving tapped Mitchell Parrish to write lyrics. Parrish's working title was Then I Will Be Satisfied, but he accepted Redman's suggestion to retain the name Stardust. Standards was a trio album with David Benoit on piano, Brian Bromberg on acoustic bass, and Greg Bissonette on drums. So those were the three playing on Stardust. Hour two begins with Herb Alpert without his Tijuana Brass. From Herb's new CD, Sunny Side of the Street, another standard if you add on the, here's his co-composition with Jeff Lorber, Sneaky Pete. WCWP station manager Pete Bellotti is Honest Pete. Herb Alpert, Sneaky Pete.
Hey, you very good. See you next time.
This is Travis Demers, the radio voice of the Portland Trailblazers, and you're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Thank you, Travis. That was Anders Enger Jensen with Mario Kart 64 Remix from Retro Grooves Volume 2 in 2018. He wrote his remix based on Kenta Nagata's Victory Lap credits cue from the 1997 game for the Nintendo 64. I sank a lot of time into that game, earning gold cups in every class at every cc cubic centimeter engine size, forward and reverse, all without drifting. I'm unable to pull that off in any game to this day, which is why I can't get far in any Gran Turismo or Ridge Racer incarnation. Anders played keyboards, synth bass, and drum programming on Mario Kart 64 Remix. The sound samples from Mario Kart 64 that came from his keyboards included the voices of Charles Martinet as Mario, Luigi, and Wario, Leslie Swan as Princess Peach, and Isaac Marshall as Toad. Before Mario Kart 64 Remix, mix, Herb Alpert made his second appearance of the week with Sneaky Pete from Sunny Side of the Street, whose street date was September 30th, 2022. Herb played trumpet, what else, on Sneaky Pete, written with Jeff Lorber, piano, Rhodes, organ, synth bass. Mitchell Long was on guitars and effects, and Gary Novak on real drums. Let's take a walk with Patrick Bradley. Walk With Me is his song, which rhymes with long. Walk with me.
Hi, this is keyboardist Patrick Bradley. You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
That was Walk With Me by Patrick Bradley from Exhale in 2021. Walk with him and remember to breathe. Patrick's compositional inspiration came while walking through the crowd at the Irvine Spectrum in Irvine, California. He developed a sense of love for that crowd of people from every walk of life. See, it's a double entendre. Patrick instrumentally walked on piano, Rhodes piano, organ, and keyboards. Alan Hines was the sole guitarist this time, with Mel Brown on bass and Dave Weckl on drums. Guitarist Peter White has another luminous tune to lead off the next segment of Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri.
Project Independence is the aging in place initiative of the town of North Hempstead.
.org.
You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri here at 88.1 WCWP.
Peter White's luminous tune is dedicated to the shining star of basketball and bass, Wayman Tisdale. Bright. He sure was.
Hi, this is Jay Rowe, and you are listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Jay was on the second of a pair of acoustic guitar tunes, Ken Navarro with the other, just like that, from The Meeting Place in 2007. The Irvine Spectrum is a meeting place. I wonder if he went there, Ken went there, during his L.A. session player days. Back home in Maryland, he wrote Just Like That and performed on acoustic guitars, ending on a Flight of the Bumblebee motif. The aforementioned Jay Rowe played piano and keyboards, including synth brass, Gary Granger with a G on electric bass, Andre Blues Webb on drums, still another drummer with a nickname, and percussion by Kevin Prince. The first in the pair was Peter White with Bright, his compositional requiem for Wayman Tisdale from Good Day in 2009. There was only synth bass, though, by DC, Dragan Kapoor, along with keyboards, keyboard programming, and drum programming. Peter was also on keyboards, either he or DC, provided synth brass, and of course, acoustic guitars. Wayman starts with Way, which brings us to Another Way by Nelson Rangel on alto sax.
Hi, this is Nelson Rangel. You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with my buddy, Mike Shimeri, on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
That was my buddy and J. Rowe's buddy, Nelson, with Another Way from Redman in 2015, released alongside Blue. Blue showcased flute, piccolo, and whistling tracks, but red was for saxophone. Alto sax was Nelson's variant, with co-composer of Another Way, Alex Nekrasov, on keyboards, synth acoustic guitar, and synth bass. Or was it Brian Munroney on electric bass to complement his electric guitars? Mitch Foreman was featured on piano, and Christian Teal played drums. Kim Waters, another male Kim, has that special touch to lead off the last segment of tonight's Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari. Next, instrumentals from many genres are in their element.
Public Radio.
It's Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Sure enough, Kim Waters with that special touch.
Hi, this is drummer John Favicchia. You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
John Fav closes the show like he closed all his Dharma All-Stars gigs, but that was Lisa Hilton with her composition Mercurial Moments from Paradise Cove in Malibu, released a month ago, December 2nd. It's one of three songs on Paradise Cove without Igmar Thomas on trumpet. The remaining trio was Lisa on piano, Igmar's Berklee College of Music roommate Luquez Curtis on acoustic bass, and Obed Calvert on drums. Before that, a duet with embellishments like Bright by Peter White. Kim Waters with that special touch, the title track to his October 7th release. He wrote the title track and played saxophones led by soprano, piano, more accidental rhyming, and keyboards, synth bass, and drum programming, including claps. Chris Harris was on electric guitar. That leaves us with John Favicchia and Kukuch 2020, found on Tangible, a physical CD compilation of digital releases that came out on November 1st, 2022. Kukuch 2020 was a digital single at the tail end of that year, December 30th, recorded remotely, audio and video, like True North, by each player during the height of the you-know-what pandemic. It was adapted by John Favicchia and Benny Reed from Fav's original composition with Frederick Lasfargis, Kukuch, K-U-K-U-C, for World Time in 1997, the year of Mario Kart 64. Fav is on drums and percussion. Benny plays tenor sax, soprano sax, and keyboards. Filling out the quintet with embellishments, Kieli Minucci on electric guitar, Mike Pope on electric bass, and Misha Siganoff on piano. Thanks for the memory of Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I enjoyed putting it together, however lovely it was. Again, the last song in this week's Memory Bank is Kukuch 2020 by John Favicchia. See you next time.